So it's Saturday, August the 11th, 1:53 a.m. And guess what I'm doing? A podcast. Of course, I've only been up since 5:30 this morning, getting niece and nephew ready for school, making sure that things are taken care of, going to the bank, getting my brakes fixed, shopping. Like, okay. And I come home, I wash clothes, I iron clothes. And at 2:00 in the morning, this bitch wants to do a podcast. But you know what? It's got to get done because, bitch, you're going to hear the dang truth from me. It's your girl, Edith Yolanda, and welcome to the dang truth. Listen, I got to talk about some shit, and I got to get some shit off my chest, and I got to do it now, okay? Because I'm a little perturbed. Yes, I am. So, I don't know if you guys are familiar with the story, but in New York, there was an incident at a nail salon, an Asian nail salon, that is, between a black elderly woman and her granddaughter or granddaughters. And I'm going to just run down the incident real quick, and then I'm going to do my spiel on what I think about it. But from what I understand, the grandmother took her two granddaughters to the nail salon. They got manicures, they got pedicures, and they got their eyebrows done. And I'm not sure which granddaughter it was, but one of the granddaughters was not pleased with her eyebrow arching. As we know, Asians like to go in on our eyebrows and make them skinny. And this is why I keep on telling you bitches to stop going to Asian salons to get your eyebrows done. But you know what? We're not going to go there. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. We're going to go there because I'm an esthetician. I've been telling black bitches for a long time, bitch, do not go to these Asian nail salons and get your fucking eyebrows done. Don't get your fucking eyelashes done at these Asian nail salons. Your Asian nail shop, you do nails, you do my hands, you do my feet, but do not touch my face, do not touch my eyelids. But y'all don't want to listen. Y'all want to be their proprietor. Y'all want to go in there. Y'all want to get eyelashes done for $10. You want to go in there and get your eyebrows done for $6. And they use the same dirty ass stick that's been swimming in a cesspool of hot wax all fucking day with everybody else's hair, skin, and debris on the same goddamn stick. You want to know how I know? Because back in the day, I used to go there. And back in the day, I used to get my eyebrows done. Like in 99 and in 2000. Until I got severely burned by a fucking Asian nail salon. They ripped the skin off of my eyelids because the wax was too hot, and Ming Lee didn't know what the fuck she was doing. And from that point on, I realized that I'm not going back to these bitches because they don't know what the fuck they're doing. And when I became a makeup artist and when I became an esthetician, I told you bitches, don't go to these nail salons. Shit, I even told you guys, go to an aesthetic school. Go to a school. Go to a hair school. They gotta get hours in. They gotta get practice in. They know state board. They can communicate with you well. They can ask you if you're comfortable. They won't go in. They have full consultations. I told you guys this, and you don't want to listen. But let me go ahead. I don't want to divert too far from the subject at hand. So grandma goes and takes her two granddaughters into the nail salon, the Asian nail salon, to get their manis and their pedis and their eyebrow waxing. One of the granddaughters did not like her eyebrows. Guess they messed them up. One could have been higher than the other. They could have been skinny. They could have just totally fucked her up. In either rate, her $7 service, she was not pleased with. So you want to know what these workers, they decided to do? They decided to hit them with broomsticks, throw acetone in their face, cuss, yell at them, and fight them in the nail salon. That's what they decided to do. And you know what? Now we're all upset and we're outraged. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you why y'all are full of shit. But I'm also going to tell you what you can do to be proactive and what you can do to support Black-owned businesses. It's your girl, Edith Yolanda. I'm coming with you today, this early morning, with the goddamn truth. You might not like it. You might not want to hear it. But bitch, I'ma say it. Because it needs to be said. Let's go. So let me just enlighten you on an incident that happened to me recently. And I spoke briefly about it earlier this week. I spoke about it because, you know, I'm a creature of habit. And if I like something, I don't deviate far from it. If I go to Mimi's Cafe, I'm going to Mimi's Cafe and I'm going to have their chicken and waffles. I'm going to have 2 servings of their warm maple syrup and I'm going to have a peach mimosa. I'm not really going to deviate too far from that. You know, if I go to, you know, a clothing store that I like, I'm going to look at the mannequins and I'm going to say, I like that shirt. I like that jacket. I like those pants off of the mannequins. Then I'm going to ask the salesperson, I need that shirt, that jacket, and those pants in a size 10, 12, 16, whatever. That's just me. I'm a creature of habit. I do things the way I like them done, and I like getting things done the way I like them done. And I don't like to deviate from that. I don't like for people to try to persuade me. Bitch, I already know what works for me. I already know. And if I'm going to experiment on something, I'm going to do it on my own. I don't need anybody to convince me. You want to know why? Because I'm a salesperson. And not only am I a salesperson, I'm a salesperson in the beauty industry. I got this. I got this, sis. I've been doing this for 18, almost 19 years. I got this. And I ain't even that old. But I've been doing this shit since I was 18 years old. Yes, 18. So I had this incident that happened to me a while ago. I go to this nail salon and I'm, to be honest, I'm 100% like a true customer at this nail salon. And the reason why I am such a true customer to Polish Nail Spa on Sugarloaf Parkway is because the environment is just cool. First of all, it's a very big and open space. So, you know, like how you can go into some nail salons and they're just really, really tight and you can smell the fumes. Like when you hit the door, you're like, acetone. And you're choking from it, right? Well, this space is very large. It's open, it's airy, well ventilated. The music is the shit. Like, they have somebody's iPod on deck that is just fabulous. I can get trap music. I can get me some 80s pop. Like, their music is the bomb. You know how you go into Asian nail salons and they usually have that soft spot Asian music playing. Nah, fuck that. I'm getting 2 Chainz. The other day I was bopping to Cardi B. You know, I was getting a little Adam Levine. I said Levine. You know, I can get a little bit of any and everything when it comes to the music selection. And then when you walk in, there are other businesses within the nail salon. So it's kind of like a setup where the nail salon is in the center and then around the nail salon are salon suites. So they have a girl there doing hair weaves, a girl making wigs, a girl doing microblading, a girl doing teeth whitening, a girl doing massages, a girl doing facials. Like, they have like these salon suites on the inside of this building, and when you're sitting down getting your nails done, you can look at other people getting services done. I mean, hair coloring and everything. The salon is the bomb, okay? Been going there since it opened. I'm a true fan. When I went to Boston, I was so disappointed because I could not find one nail salon that just gave me this amount of dopeness in it. And the other thing that I really liked about Polish is that when you walked in there, they have two black girls that are receptionists. They have a black manicurist. They have a black nail tech. They have white and Mexican, Hispanic, I should say, nail techs there. The majority of them are Asians because guess what? Asians populate this industry dramatically. But there is a mixture of cultures. Dope. Absolutely dope. And I go to a particular nail tech. And I was going to a nail tech that I absolutely adored. Okay? I'm going to say his name is Don. And Don is very popular because Don is very good. So for me, it's kind of hard for me to get an appointment to Don when I need it because he stays booked and busy. So I decided to go to another guy that they suggested. And when I went to him, I told him how I wanted my nails. I like my nails thin. I like for them to look natural. I don't like a lot of acrylic, like thick acrylic. So to make a long story short, I go to him, I tell him what I want. He does it. 2 days later, I got my nails done on a Friday. 2 days later, on a Sunday, my nail cracked and my nail peeled. The gel polish peeled. So I go back on Monday and I said, hey, my nail cracked on the side and I need to repolish it. I'll pay for it. Because they have a policy of, you know, after 3 days, they can't, you know, they won't repair it. So I was like, it's all good. I'll pay for it. I know it's like $4, whatever. So I go in there, I pay the $4, I walk away. It wasn't even 3 days. So this was on a Monday. By Thursday, two other nails, the polish just peels off. No cracked nails, no nothing. This is the polish. So I said, listen, I'm going back. I'm showing them that, listen, this happened now. Something needs to be done. And I don't think that I should be liable for this. I already paid for one nail that cracked and peeled 2 days later. Now two of my other nails are peeling. And it's like a week later. So the manager was like, listen, the person who does your nails is not here, but I'm going to get somebody else to do your nails. And I apologize. This is why I think that we should do it right the first time. I said, absolutely. Like, you know, I live too far to be coming. Like, I moved away. I live too far to be coming back here two or three times for a service that should have been done right the first time. So I get my nails replaced and done on Thursday. The guy who did it shortened my nails. My two index fingers were short than the rest of my nails. And I was like, I showed him. I was like, he cut my nails down too low, but it's whatever. I just needed them polished because I'm a professional and I don't want my nails to, you know, be indicative of me not being clean or not being kept. I need to have my image upheld. Okay. By Sunday, Thursday, I got this done. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, my other nails are peeling. Now I'm like, you know what, bitch? Listen, we're just going to try this all over again. I had an appointment made for the next Friday, which would have made it 2 weeks, which would have been the time for me to get my nails done. But by Monday, no. I'm looking a mess. So I go in there and I say, hey, I just need to get a full set. Let's take off all the old acrylic. Let's get a new set and let's just start all over again. All right, cool. So I go back to the guy who initially did my nails and they started peeling and all this stuff. And he decided to school me and tell me that I want my nails to thin. I said, no, I like my nails thin. I like them to look natural. I'm telling you, I've been doing nails for, and I'm not going to imitate his speaking because I don't want to be rude. But in his accent, he was telling me how I should get my nails. And I said, well, I don't want my nails that way. I know how I want my nails. And I've been getting my nails done like this since I was 15 years old. I've been getting nails done since I was literally 15, 16 years old. I started working. I wanted to get my nails done. My mom said, you pay for your nails, I'm not doing it. So I got my nails done at 15. So he said to me, you know, I told T it's not fair because he took the money out my pay for you getting your nails redone and so on and so forth. And he started telling me about the transaction that he had with his manager. And I said, well, I mean, T-Dip told me to come in. He saw that the job was not done properly and he agreed that I got my nails done all over, the ones that broke. I said, so if you have an issue with that, that's between you and T, not between you, me, and T. I'm the customer and I'm always right. My nails were not presentable. It wasn't due to any fault of my own. It's because you didn't do your job correctly. Oh, he got pissed off. And so now he wanted to school me. No, sir. That's not what you're going to do. You're not going to school me. And I am giving you your hourly salary of $43. Plus, I tip you $8 majority of the time. So, we were going back and forth at it. And I told him, I said, at this moment in time, I don't really feel comfortable with you doing my nails because I think that you're being lightweight rude. And I was like, if you don't appreciate doing my nails and doing them the way that I want to, I'm sure that there will be somebody else in here that would like your $45 for this hour. Listen, I'm not asking for a discount. I'm not asking for a handout. I'm not asking for a full set of free nails. Mind you, I've been going to the salon for the past week, 3 or 4 times because, bitch, you couldn't get it right. But you want to go back and forth with the customer. That's not right. That's highly rude. That's improper. That makes the customer feel, attacked. You don't do that. You for sure don't do that in America. So I went up to the young lady who is the black receptionist and I said, listen, I got my nails done, but I had the worst ordeal. I was accused of certain things and I just don't feel comfortable. I'm not coming back to him. She decided to give me 10% off of my nails and told me that she would let the manager know. Listen, we don't do that in America. When you're in Rome, you do as the Romans do. If I go to fucking McDonald's and I say that these fries are cold and this burger is dry, I can go to McDonald's and I can get a free meal and I can get my money back. But majority of the time, they'll say, would you like a new meal? And they'll give you a new fresh batch of fries and a new fresh burger, right? If I go to any business, if I go and buy a car and my car is under warranty, I can go and take that car back if something happens. Shit, if I don't like the car, I got 30 days or whatever to return the car. But bitch, if I'm paying you $45 plus an $8 tip for my goddamn nails, they're going to be right. And I'm not going to come back here 3 or 4 times till you get it right. If you did my nails the way that I asked you to do them in the first place, then we wouldn't have these problems. So today, I'm shopping, walking in Belk, and my fingernail snags my dress. My new fucking dress that I just bought a week ago. My nail snagged it. You wanna know what else happened? My nail polish came off. So no, it's not any fault of my own. It's that you are not filing my nails. You are not doing your, this is an inferior product. I don't know if you're using some type of polymer that's not agreeing. I don't know if the nail polish or the gel top coat that you're putting on my nails are not agreeing, but bitch. And so now I'm looking at the news and I'm seeing that there are women that are going to nail salons and their fingernails and their cuticles are being infected because they're not using the right polymer. They're using discounted polymer to put the acrylics on your nails. So bitches' nails are literally melting off. Their cuticles are pussing up and cracking. One white woman said that she could barely bend her fingers because you guys want a shortcut on product. You want to give us inferior product, but you want to keep the money the same. You want to give us inferior products, but you want to give, you know, us infections and things of our nails. But the prices remain the same. Shit, the prices go up higher. So this is where I have an issue with us. So I go on Instagram and I see that the girl Mimi from Love and Hip Hop, the Asian girl, the new girl from Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, had this question that she, you know, she posted up on Instagram. And when I come back, I'm going to have some dialogue about this whole subject about us as Black people, you know, boycotting Asian hair salons, nail salons, and beauty, hair beauty supply stores. I want to talk about that before I go off the air because, you know, this is a late night post and I don't want to keep it long. I want to keep it, you know, funky and fresh and straight to the point. I want to give you the damn truth. So I'm going to go ahead and get this post up and I want you to tell me what you think. Give me your opinion because I'm most definitely going to give you mine. It's the dame with the damn truth. Let's go. All right, guys, so it's your girl, Edith Yolanda with the Dame Truth, and I'm back. I just want to speak on this boycott, and I don't like the word boycott. To me, it's just so dated. I think that when you say boycott, you think of, you know, the boycotts that they did in Selma and, you know, back in the 60s and, you know, 70s and things of that and of that magnitude. And I just think that when we start saying boycott today, it's usually over some fickle shit. Like it's never over something of great importance like Dr. King and Jesse Jackson and all of those men who actually boycotted and risked their lives. Like the shit that we want to boycott, it's so fickle. It's fickle and it's fucking stupid. So I don't want to say that I want to boycott Asian nail salons. Like I got other shit that I can do. I want to support Black businesses. I want to see Black businesses grow and be viable and just, you know, be dope. I want to see us support Black businesses and give them constructive feedback and you know, really tell them where they could do better. And mind you, I said constructive feedback. I did not say constructive criticism or to criticize Black-owned businesses. I didn't say that because I don't get down with that. I'm a Black-owned business, and I feel that if something were to go wrong, if something were to happen, I would want, especially if you are a African-American proprietor, I would want you to come to me and tell me where I went wrong or where I missed the mark, instead of going on social media, going on Yelp, and just kind of destroying my name. So, I wanted to come to you. And someone tagged me because and you know what? I'm going to let you guys listen to this video about the boycott. And I want you to listen to it and tell me what you think about it. And I'm going to show you or tell you about what Lovely Mimi said. Lovely Mimi is this Asian chick from Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. And she's just real ghetto to me. Real ghetto, real loud, real extra. And she made a post on Instagram. But let me let you listen to what I posted. Okay, so that's what I posted today about 15 hours ago. As you know, I'm on my social media kick early in the morning. I start early in the morning when I wake up. So this is something that I saw on social media from Black Wall Street on Instagram. I decided to repost it. And I said, I'm asking if you can hear me. I'm asking if we can sacrifice long enough. I'm asking, can we come together and support our own nail techs? I'm asking, can our nail techs be professional and give us good work and pleasant attitudes? I'm asking, can we support our own by giving them monetary tips and constructive feedback to grow their businesses? Can you tag a minority-owned nail designer or a salon on this post? Can you pass, repost, or share this video? Can you make a difference? Buy Black, support your community. The Black dollar is a powerful dollar. We deserve better. And so I went on and on about that. So I told you I've been running around all day today, so I really didn't get to check my social media, because now in Georgia, you cannot hold your cell phones and drive. And normally, when I check my social media, it was when I was in a car driving, because when I'm busy, that's what I do. I try to flip through my phone, but I can't do that anymore because I don't want to get points taken off of my license, and bitch, I don't want to get a ticket. So my girlfriend from college tagged me in this post about Lovely Mimi, and I guess she wanted to know what I thought about what Lovely Mimi had to say. So let's go in and let's find out what Lovely Mimi had to say. So that was Lovely Mimi. And let me first say this. She has her niche market. I wouldn't support the bitch. No way. I think that her nails ghetto. She's ghetto. I just, that's not my type of style of nail. I don't need 15 inches of long nails with diamonds, rhinestones, and dollar bills on the tip. So, no, I wouldn't go to Lovely Mimi. And on the fact, just on GP, on the strength that, you know, some of the things that come out of her mouth, like calling her husband a nigga and, you know, being loud, boisterous, you know, she's trying to impersonate a black woman. And to me, I just think that she makes, you know, she makes us look bad, honestly. And so, no, I'm not going to Decatur. I'm not going to the deck or Memorial Drive where her nail salons are, or Old National Highway. I'm not going there to get my nails done. So, no, you know, to anybody who tags me in her post, I wouldn't support her either. I don't like the style of her nails. I don't like the style. I don't like, you know, how she speaks, how she talks. I like professional nail salons where I can call, I can make an appointment, I can be out in 35, 40 minutes for a manicure and a pedicure because they both work on my hands and my feet at the same time. They're professional. They give me what I want. I am conservative when it comes to my style of dress, my nails. No, y'all can have that. If that's what you like, that's what you like. But I do say this, I am glad that she employs black women and minorities. Whatever color her husband is, I really could give two fucks. You know, I think, you know, she got some corny black dick and she thinks that she's black. And that just blows my mind. See, this is what really affects me, because while I was going to, you know, her posts and I was listening to her posts and what she had to say, I was actually going down the timeline and reading what, you know, some people were saying. And this girl, Shamika, put on, you know, under her post, first of all, you black in spirit. Secondly, your work is amazing. Okay, her work is amazing to you. And then another woman said, I'm going to whatever salon I want. I'm not boycotting shit. Boycott that salon. Why make the whole world suffer? This the thing. Blacks don't seem to have an issue not supporting black-owned businesses until shit like this happens. So why can't they just support just because? Blows my mind, but it's my opinion. That's your opinion. I would support more black nail salons or more black businesses if they were in my area. And if we had more black nail salons, nail techs, period. But we don't. And I can tell you why in just a little bit. Then somebody says, it's really a lack of respect. We have all these nail salons in NYC, honestly. The workers be rude and I don't know how to talk to, and they don't know how to talk to people. That's the main issue up here. But Mimi, I wish your store was up here in NYC. Somebody said, I appreciate you posting posing that question. I think it's very noble of you to recognize the issue and how it may or may not affect you. Anyway, I think you're great and I love your transparency. Continued success to you and blessings to your family. So somebody said, what the fuck? You're not black. Just kidding. So this is what I have an issue with. I don't have an issue with Lovely Mimi because I think that she doesn't have an issue with people of color. I don't think that she would disrespect people of color. If you want to support Mimi, Lovely Mimi, go ahead and do so. Like I said, I think she is loud, boisterous, kind of ghetto, and I think there's a time and place for everything, and I just don't want to be in that setting where it's just rah, rah, rah. I like sitting in my salon chair and sometimes going to sleep and not really having blah, blah, blah. You know, I don't want that in my ear when I'm getting my nails done and I just got off of traffic on 285 and then 85 and then I have to come into a noisy ass salon like that. No, I'm good. But this is what I have an issue with my people. I'm so sick and tired of my people adopting other people from other cultures, other nationalities, other backgrounds, and calling them black. I have an issue with that. Because none of these people from other cultures, other nationalities, other races would ever claim you as anything other than a black person. Remember that, black people, when you want a quick, you're so quick to adopt, take in, love on other cultures, but you don't love your own culture. You don't love your own. How many times must I see people talk about my people, honestly, talking about, oh, you got 4C hair. Oh, your hair tough. Oh, you got that bad hair. Okay. But then when you turn around, you're praising looser curls, wavy hair. You know, how many times have I heard, oh, Asians and blacks make pretty babies. What's wrong with just my black babies? What's wrong with them? My black babies are beautiful. You know, we are so quick to adopt, bring in other cultures, and other cultures will call you a nigga so quick. And the only way that they would actually accept you into their culture or into their family is if you are bringing them some wealth, if you have great education. Otherwise, you know, they don't even want to be associated with you. How many white men do you know that won't date a white woman who has a big ass, but a black man will go and adopt a black woman, a white woman with a big ass, a fat ass, and make her his queen? And, you know, I have issues with that. Stop doing that. Lovely Mimi is a lovely Asian woman. She is not black at all. Lovely Mimi, if she wants to scrub her face off, decrease some lips that she done plumped up with silicone, take off them lashes, and talk like an Asian woman, she can do so, and she will be accepted by her culture. She will be accepted by her people, and that bitch will be able to get another fucking loan and open up another nail shop. Okay? Stop doing that. Okay? That's number one. Number two, you can support whoever you want to support. You can go to whomever you want to go to. But the next time your nephew, your cousin, your son, your husband get shot up in the hood by a police officer and y'all want to go ahead and y'all want to cause riots and stop traffic, but y'all won't stop going to the local bodega that treats you like shit, the local Asian nail salon that treats you like shit, but y'all wanna boycott the police when Pookie and them was out there probably breaking into cars and shit and decided to run from the police. Now, don't get me wrong, I do not think that a police officer should ever gun down a person that is running away from them and is not putting the police officer in danger or in harm. I do not agree with that bullshit at all. But what happens when y'all keep going into these Asian hair supply stores and they beat y'all the fuck down, or they lock the doors, or they tell you that they won't return your product, even if you have a receipt, even if the things have not been opened or used, they won't return your products. It's final sale. And then they talk down to you in their language and you don't understand what they're saying. When are y'all going to stop this? When? When are y'all going to stop it? When are you guys going to rebuild your own communities so that they are thriving communities? There are a lot of talented black people in this world. We have it so bad because we can't even get a business loan. We have to go and try to get grants from the government because banks don't even want to give us business loans to open up businesses, to start businesses so that we can have thriving communities, so that we can have private schools for our babies, so that we can educate our own. You know how many people would love to go to a black-owned nail school, a black-owned aesthetic school that teaches us about our own skin because it's so complex. It's so unique. Do you get where I'm coming from, or am I just, you know, preaching to the choir? Am I just leading a horse to the water who don't want to drink? Because if I am, people, I'll shut the fuck up. But if I am really speaking some truth and some facts here, we got to do better. We got to do better. And I'm not talking about a boycott. I'm talking about just educating the people who are around us and not supporting those who do not support us. When was the last time you saw some Asians go into a soul food restaurant? But y'all go and take y'all black asses up into American Deli every day. It don't matter if they got roaches crawling on the register. And y'all bitches will go in there and order you 24 wings, lemon pepper, with some crinkle fries and a large orange soda. But they got in the West End vegetarian restaurants that give us good, healthy food for our people, by our people. We got restaurants. We got Busy Bee. Half of y'all don't even know where Busy Bee is, but y'all will go to Mary Mac's downtown Atlanta. That is a white soul food restaurant, Southern cuisine, and get the blandest greens and drink the au jus from the bland ass pots, but won't go to Busy Bee's. Won't get Busy Bee's to cater your network events. You know what I'm saying? Like, it makes me just wonder, do we hate ourselves that much, my people? On that note, I done said a mouthful. I'm done. This is the last podcast you're going to get from me this motherfucking weekend. Because, bitch, I'm going out. Shout out to my cousin Cherie, who's having an all-white party. Bitch, you had me out in these streets trying to find some white jeans. Bitch, I could not find no white jeans. It's out of season, bitch. It's almost Labor Day. Couldn't find no white jeans. Had to settle for some stretchy pants, some jackets. But you know what? I'm going to still be fly. I'm going to be cute. Because I keep it cute. And yeah, y'all have a wonderful weekend. Remember, try to buy black. Black-owned businesses are amazing. And on that note, good night. It's your girl, Edith Yolanda. You can find me on Instagram under Hermosa Cosmetics. And that's H-E-R-M-O-S-A Cosmetics. Or you can find me on Facebook under Edith Yolanda. It's been lovely, guys. Be blessed and have a wonderful weekend. Later.